Following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Danny Gettle with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to the U.S. Cellular Center, downtown Cedar Rapids. Game number three of the 12th Rivalry Saturday, getting ready to commence as we just had a big upset as number one in Class 4A just went down as it was Ballard losing to Fairfield by a score of 43-38. Of course, the first game here this morning that got underway at 9:15 that you heard right here on KGYM with Brett Balbinot and Todd Warner. It was Iowa City and Regina with a big second half over Benton Community, 54-41. And we get ready for what could be the marquee matchup of this rivalry Saturday. Two unbeatens going at it. Number one, number three in Class 1A. It'll be the Springville Orioles taking on the Turkey Valley Trojans. And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to downtown Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Denny Gettle once again. The band is back together. How about that?
Out of mothballs.
It's good to see you. How you doing?
It's great to see you, Scott. It's fun to be back here.
Well, we got a good one to call here this afternoon in our first of two matinee games here at the U.S. Cellular Center. As I mentioned, both unbeaten, 11-0 Turkey Valley, 11-0 Springville. Springville rated number one in the state in Class 1A. Turkey Valley rated number three in the state in Class 1A. And, of course, Springville, Denny, coming off the state runner-up appearance last year at the girls state tournament in Des Moines.
2-point loss to Newell Fonda in the championship game. Really only graduated one key player off that team, I think. And, you know, they've got a lot of experience, and yet they start four sophomores. So we could have a little bit of a dynasty here on Highway 151, just a little east and a little north of Cedar Rapids Marion.
Going to be tested today, though. This is a very good Turkey Valley team, but you mentioned the fact that Springville was at the state tournament a year ago. And for Turkey Valley, they're trying to kick that door in. They've never been to Des Moines in the state tournament.
Not once, and they're a 55-year-old school up in Winnesheek County. They actually draw students from three or four different counties. They're right near the edge of Winnesheek County in the southeast corner. The school is located in the post office address is Jackson Junction, but only 56 people live in Jackson Junction. So, as you can imagine, a lot of farm kids, a lot of kids from small towns, but they have a proud athletic tradition. They'd like to add a state tournament appearance to that.
Well, we got definitely a contrasting set of styles here today. You've got the Springville Orioles, and a little bit different than we saw last year. Of course, Sarah Mattis was a terrific point guard, now an assistant coach for Nate Sanderson and the Springville Orioles. And it was more of a perimeter team, more of an inside team this year with Michaela Nahazel in the middle. And she's been outstanding for the Springville team, leading them in scoring at 17.3 points per game, also a very good rebounder. And she's getting it done on the inside.
Well, both these teams were scheduled to have games last night, Scott, and Springville had a huge game to decide the lead in the Tri-Rivers West, I believe it is, as they played North Lynn, who's kind of been the dynasty in that conference for several years behind Nicole Miller. And Springville got it done, knocked off North Lynn at home, I believe, 48-29. Turkey Valley was scheduled to play at Starmont last night, and because of the fog and the weather, that game was postponed. So Turkey Valley may come in with some fresher legs into this game. Both teams played on Tuesday, Springville also Friday, so the third game in 5 days after the break here for the Orioles.
Yeah, that's going to be one thing I'm going to look at here, because Turkey Valley is going to want to go 94 feet today with the bigger court here at the U.S. Cellular Center. They're going to play 10. They're going to pick you up full court, whether it's a made shot, whether it's a missed shot, out of bounds play, it doesn't matter. They're going to pick you up. Springville is going to want to make this into a half-court game. A lot of passing, get a good shot, get a high percentage shot, and knock it down.
Yep, Turkey Valley lives with the full court press. They play 10 players. They're a young team as well, only one senior starter, just like Springville. They have three juniors and a sophomore in their starting lineup, and one of those juniors is their leading scorer, Shelby Reichs. And we hear lots of good things about this young lady. Anxious to see her play.
And Emily Busta right behind her at 10 points per game. Reichs at 15.9. And interesting to note here, Denny, we probably have the two best thieves in the world in Class 1A basketball head-to-head going at it in this ball game with Reichs and then with Riley Menster of Springville. And, boy, we remember how well she played at last year's Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Well, Turkey Valley with 215 steals in 11 games, that's almost 20 a game. And Springville with 165 steals in 10 games. So both these teams try to get their offense off their defense. This could be, you never know, but it could be a preview of a state tournament game. It might be a preview of the state championship game because the Girls Union looks very strongly at those rankings when they come up with the pairings, which will be coming out here in a couple weeks, I believe.
Yep.
And certainly these teams will get separated in regionals, and they'll give them fairly good routes to the state tournament, most likely because of their high rankings. So this could be a preview of things ahead. And, you know, with all the youth on these two teams, Scott Monk, who puts this rivalry Saturday together, might want to book these two teams for next year, too.
Yeah, and might be a nice little rivalry here the next two or three, maybe even four seasons. Springville doing a terrific job. Three players in double figures so far. We mentioned Nahazel at 17.3 points per game. Riley Menster, 12.8 points a game. Megan Wagaman at 10.9 points per game. The Orioles go about eight deep, and this is a team that also not only shoots the ball very, very well, nearly 50%, they also share it very well. They're on pace to not only set a new record, Denny, but to obliterate a record for assists per game, 21 assists per game. That tells you how unselfish this team is. The previous record was set a year ago at 14, so they're plus seven as far as that category is concerned, and they're also on pace to break the record of steals per game set last year at 14. They're stealing 17 basketballs a game. So gives you a lot of possessions if you're Springville.
Yeah, we better not pause too much after a basket because the other team's going to be trying to get it back quickly with their press. I always like to look at common opponents. I think they've had one common opponent so far, and that was Central Elkader, a pretty decent team in Northeast Iowa. And Springville beat them 48-30 on the road. And Turkey Valley just played them on Tuesday on the road and beat them 57-43. So pretty comparable scores there on the one common opponent that they've had so far. The other thing that caught my eye looking at the numbers before this game, Scott, is the shooting percentages of Springville starters. They have four starters shooting over 50% from the field. And also of interest is they only shoot barely 50% from the free throw line. So not a real strong free throw shooting team, but they sure get it done in the field goals. And that wouldn't tend to make me believe that they get a lot of layups probably off defensive pressure.
I would agree. And one thing to look at in this game as well, neither of these teams shoot free throws very well. Maybe an Achilles heel for these two. Springville right at 50% so far this year, and Turkey Valley at 55%. But Turkey Valley, they get a lot of easy shots, 215 steals that they have so far this year through 11 games. So do the math there, it's about 24 as well.
Yep. You know, look at these free throw percentages up and down the line with teams all over the state. I think maybe the Girls Union needs to bring back the old free throw shooting contest they used to have as part of the regional tournaments, because the girls who used to shoot free throws extremely well, now there were reasons for that with six-player basketball,
yes.
But the free throw shooting percentages seem to keep going down. I think parents, you need to put a line out there at 15 feet and get these girls practicing those free throws.
But they like the line at 19 feet a little bit more.
Yeah, they do.
High school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out with that. FirstFedCU.com is their website. And check them out online and tell them to everybody at KGYM sent you. This is the third of eight games at the U.S. Cellular Center this afternoon for Rivalry Saturday. Number 12 put on by Scott Monk, the head coach of Maquoketa Valley. In fact, his Wildcats just came into the building here, so he's going to put his coaching hat on as well as his directorship hat coming on here in just a little bit. Maquoketa Valley Albernette, a Tri-Rivers Conference game to follow. And then Brent Balbinot and Todd Warner will be back for what should be a very interesting game between Mason City and Iowa City West. West went double overtime last night, led for most of that regulation before losing to City. And they will take on a Mason City team that knocked off number one in 5A Johnston last night. Remember, Mason City is a 4A team, one of the biggest 4A teams in the five-class field. Then it's Waverly-Shellrock and the defending state champions in 3A Nevada. And then Spirit Lake and Western Dubuque, that'll be coming up later on tonight. And then the nightcap that we'll have at 1600 a.m. between the Linmar Lions and the Marion Indians for the second straight year down here in Cedar Rapids. So you're looking for something to do today, it's a bargain. Come on down.
75 cents a game, $6. There's only six left, though. But I think this
That's
is
a dollar
the most
a game. That's not bad either.
There you go. I think this is the most ambitious with eight games here today. And congratulations to Scott Monk for putting this together, bringing teams from all over the state. I'm sure he had plenty of nervous thoughts about the weather forecast with this day, but it's turned out all right, and I think all the teams are going to get here.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Call them at 774-4620. Springville will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're being decked out in their all-black uniforms with the orange numbers, orange letters trimmed in white with Orioles across the front, the orange and white striping. Turkey Valley in their home white with the red and the black trim. The starting lineups for the Springville Orioles. They will go at the forward. Number 41, Maddie Wagaman, 5'8", and a sophomore at 6.3 points, 6.3 rebounds per game. Also at a four, it'll be number 31, Alyssa Yeager, 5'11", and a sophomore, averaging 4 points, 5 rebounds a game. In the middle at center, number 51, Michaela Nahazel, at 5'10", a sophomore. Leading scorer at 17.1 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And the guards for Springville, it'll be Megan Wagaman, 5'8", and a senior. And Megan Wagaman at 10.3 points per game, along with Riley Menster, 5'4", and a sophomore at 12.2 points per game. The head coach for the Springville Orioles is Nate Sanderson. And now the starting lineup for the home team, the Turkey Valley Trojans out of the Upper Iowa Conference. They come in with a record of 11-0. They will go with this lineup, three guards. It'll be Shelby Reichs at one guard, 5'10", and a junior. Leading scorer at 15.9 points per game and also averaging about six steals per contest. Also at a guard, it'll be number two, Macy Noose, 5'6", and a senior, averaging 4.4 a game. The coach's daughter, one of the co-coaches' daughter, is Sadie Niemeyer, 5'6", and a junior, averaging 7.2 points per game. And up front, it'll be number 55, Delaney Lensing, a 5'6", senior, at 5.2 a game. And Morgan Kennan, that Kennan name has long been associated with Turkey Valley Athletics, 5'11", and a junior, averaging 8.3 points per game. And co-head coaches, Denny, for Turkey Valley. You're seeing that more and more, I think, as we get into the sports lexicon. But it'll be Carla Niemeyer and Dan Steppen are the co-coaches for this Turkey Valley team.
Yep, kind of like Dowling Catholic. Except
Bob
not a husband and wife this time.
Well, what do you expect? This is going to be fun.
Well, both these teams with a lot of talent, a lot of youth. It'll be interesting to see how they react to the big arena. Turkey Valley's got pretty good size, but Springville with the numbers has been a better rebounding team, so rebounding is always huge. Kind of could be a duel of stars with the Reichs-Menster matchup. They both play out on the point for their team, and both kind of the stars of their team, so we'll see how they match up. We'll see how Springville handles the full court press at Turkey Valley.
Good crowd on hand. Tell you what, keeps coming in. Turkey Valley brought a lot of people from up in far northeast Iowa, making the trip down here, and a lot of people decked out in black and orange following the Springville Orioles as well.
Their primary competition in their conference this year is Lansing Key. That was their closest game, and primary competition for Springville, Northland, Maquoketa Valley, and Albernette, the two teams will play see in the next game.
And they're right over there to our right. A lot of Tri-Rivers here in the building this afternoon. Tri-Rivers versus the Upper Iowa here in Rivalry Saturday. Tip in the air, and it is controlled by Turkey Valley, and we're underway. We're courtside here at the Cell Center. Going to the bucket to our right, Turkey Valley, and Springville will drop back. Looks like a 2-3 zone to start things off. Pass inside, deflected, picked back up by the Trojans. Noose out top of the key, three-pointer on the way, and it's right through by Rice. And it's 3-0 Turkey Valley, and here comes the pressure. Up court pass, throw over the top, and now Springville with a 3-on-2. They decide to bring it back out, and they will set it up. Menster gets it inside, shot on the way, no good, but the offensive board comes down to the Orioles. Nahazel in the high-low. Wagaman, bounce pass back outside, right wing three-pointer is no good. Trying to chase it down, that time was Megan Wagaman, couldn't get it, and Turkey Valley comes the other way with it.
Turkey Valley and a person-to-person defense, full-court press.
Skip pass, Noose, works it over to Rikes, outside the three-point arc, will try it again, no good, back heel and off, and the rebound out of there to Springville. Lead pass to Wagaman. 2-on-2. Centers the basketball. Takes it right free throw line. Goes cross court with a pass. Riley Menster fumbled it. Now Springville will get into the offense. Bounce inside. Shot block. Going in the basket was Megan Wagaman. And here come the Turkey Valley Trojans the other way.
Good three. Defensive play on a nice offensive play run by Springville.
Rikes over at the far hash mark. Now she'll take it up top against a 2-3. Plays catch on the right side with Niemeyer. Back it comes to Noose over on the left baseline. Bullet pass up top from Lensing. And now Rikes will reset it against a 2-3.
Morgan Cannon playing the post for Turkey Valley.
Nahazel playing behind her right now. And we got the first foul of the ball game. Going to be a blocking foul. That's going to be called on Maddie Wagaman. It'll be teams. Foul number one on Springville, and our officials led by Jerry Winter and Shane Remington out of the metro area here, Denny.
Springville starts 0 for 3 from the field. There's
Bad
a steal.
Pass, stolen away, and all the way with the layup, and coming up short with it that time was Menster off the beautiful steal, and then the pass goes out of bounds, almost hits me in the side.
A right-hander, and she was doing what they're supposed to do, coming in from the left side, shot it left-handed, but left it just a little short off the backboard.
Perhaps a little nerves, but Springville has been on the big stage before. Wagaman over in the far corner. That's Maddie Wagaman. They look inside to Nahazel, trying to post her up. She gets the ball inside, duck under move, and the shot off the glass is good.
Might have gotten away with a walk there, but it was a good move.
That was an old 6-on-6 move right there.
It was.
And it's 3-2. As we're just over 2 minutes, Rikes weaves through traffic, goes up in the fourth shot and banked it home in the heart of the lane.
Dribbled right through the zone.
And it's 5-2 in favor of Turkey Valley. Throw over the top of the pressure. Nahazel, another duck under move, shot on the way. This one off the back heel, no. And Rikes gets the deep rebound. Here comes Turkey Valley with the ball and the three-point lead. Rikes standing dribble right in front of us. Now goes crossover, takes it between the circles. Right side, Noose gets inside to Kennett. Turnaround shot, no, and the rebound pulled out of there by Alyssa Yeager. Up court pass, tipped out of bounds. We're going to get a foul. And it looks like it's going to be on Kennett here of Turkey Valley.
With Reichs at the top of that offense for Turkey Valley, even though Springville's in the zone, they have to stop the ball penetration, not let her get inside the zone.
Left open, three-pointer hoisted up there, no good. And Kennan with the rebound for Turkey Valley. Megan Niemeyer got the rebound that time. She'll walk it up and throws it out of bounds. Pass too high for Noose, and that's the third Turkey Valley turnover here of the ball game. Pressure. Megan Wagaman throws over the top. Gets it to Menster. Drive, give and go. Right back it comes to Menster. Hooks the pass back out top now to Wagaman. Maddie, down low, turnaround shot on the block is good that time by Megan Wagaman.
Both Wagaman and have shown a nice move on the inside in Nahazel.
Springville really works that high-low. Here's a three-pointer. It's going to be an air ball, but it comes down in the hands of Noose. Drops it inside to Niemeyer, back out to Rikes. Fakes, now goes up with the three, left it short. Another offensive board for the Trojans. 5-4 late outside. This jumper good for two. Just inside the arc. That time was Kennan. And it's 7-4 in favor of Turkey Valley. Springville breaking the pressure and a foul from behind. They're going to get Lensing on the trip.
Both these teams average about 3.5 made threes per game. Notice Springville made 5 last night against North Lynn, and Menster had 3 of those. So they might be stepping up their outside attack a little bit.
Kayla Schaffenbuehl will come in. Inbound to Nahazel, fumbled it and lost it. Plucked out of there by Kennan. First turnover for the Orioles. Turkey Valley with the lead at 7-4. Reichs holds it right of the circle. They play catch outside the golden arc. Dump pass right of the lane. Kennan thought about it and lost it, stolen away. Here comes Menster on another breakaway, and this time she gets it with the left hand.
A 10th field goal attempt already for Springville here in the half a quarter.
Orioles back within 1 at 7-6. Reichs goes crossover, drives in, no-look pass over to Schaffenbuehl, and she nails the jumper. 10-footer on the left baseline.
Well, Reichs definitely is the engine that makes this car run.
Here's the pass, thrown in, chased down, and here comes Springville. They got a 2-on-1. Wagaman going 1-on-1. Bounces it to Nahazel. Right back it comes to Wagaman, and off her hands and out of bounds.
And that time with the 2-on-1, they just didn't get the spacing right. They needed to spread out a little bit more so one defender couldn't handle both of them.
Taylor Kennan will come in for Morgan Kennan now for Turkey Valley. Mentioned Schaffenbuehl is in. And also in, Chrissy Hoagland for the Springville Orioles.
Springville 3-for-10 from the field, Turkey Valley 4-for-8.
Schaffenbuehl kick outside, open three on the way by Niemeyer, no good, and the weak side rebound pulled out there by Springville, and then the Orioles throw it away. Turnover number 3 for Springville.
Yeager with a 3rd rebound already for the Orioles.
Ball tipped away from Kennan, picks it back up, wearing a pretty bulky brace on that left knee is Taylor Kennan. Or check that, Emily Busta has checked in. Emily Busta wearing that big brace. Here's the jumper for 3, no good from the far side. And it's chased down by Springville. Outlet pass, here comes Menster. On the run, going 1-on-1. Nice duck over move, but going to get called for the extra step in the travel. That's the 4th Springville turnover so far early on, Denny.
Well, Busta comes off the bench. She's the number 2 scorer for Turkey Valley at 10 points a game. So we'll keep an eye on her.
Both teams with 4 turnovers here in the early going as we get an immediate timeout. 2:26 to play here in the opening quarter. And Turkey Valley on top early here by a score of 9-6. Full court pressure hasn't bothered Springville so much in the game.
No, they've had a couple of passes that weren't the sharpest but got away with it, and then they turned into 2-on-1 or 3-on-2 breaks. Springville 3-for-10. They missed their first 4 shots. Made 3 of their last 6. They are 0 for 3 from 3-point range. Turkey Valley is 4 for 10, and they are just 1 out of 6 from 3-point range. So they've settled for the 3s here 6 times.
So we come off the media timeout here.
9-6 Trojans, and be the Trojans' ball at the far end of the court.
Turkey Valley will send out Busta. Also coming out for the Trojans, Taylor Kennan. Schaffenbuehl in there along with Niemeyer and Reichs. Reichs won't go out a whole lot. She may play the entire game. Schaffenbuehl gets the pass and banks it home from the heart of the lane. Beat the zone that time right in the middle, Denny.
That was too easy. Springville has to get a little tougher on clogging up the middle.
Biggest lead of the ball game. Turkey Valley up 5 at 11-6. 2:12 to play here in the opening quarter. Throw over the top, and Jess getting it across the timeline there was Yeager. Back it comes to Menster, and now Springville will get into the offense. Hoagland into the game for Springville. Also, Sydney Williams coming into the game for head coach Nate Sanderson. Williams plays catch with Wagaman, now takes it top of the key. Works it to Menster outside the arc. On the ball, fake, steps in, 17-footer, got the roll. Riley Menster, the 5'4 sophomore, now with 2 buckets. She's got 4, and it's 11-8 Turkey Valley.
Just inside the arc.
Pass tipped out of bounds. And good hands there by our friends from Northeast Iowa.
A near miss for me.
I had confidence that you could have flagged it down with one arm. Nahasel gets ready to come back in for Springville. Busta holds it outside the arc to Reichs. Little stutter dribble up top. Cut off by Menster. Flips the pass on the left baseline. High arching turnaround. Rimming no good. Rebound tipped around. Schoffenbuehl got it. Was fouled. I think they're going to get Chrissy Hoagland on the foul. And that will be the case.
Well, that's the third offensive rebound for Turkey Valley. And when you play a zone defensively, it's a little tougher to box out. A little easier to get offensive rebounds for your opponents.
Schoffenbuehl with five off the bench hits the free throw. Now, she is a good free throw shooter at 88%. 12-8, Turkey Valley, and got the roll in the second, make it 13-8. Six to lead all scorers. Throw over the top of the pressure. Here comes Menster with a three-on-two. Menster drives right free throw line, cut off, kicks it back outside. Open three-pointer on the way, and ring it up for Megan Wagaman.
First three-pointer of the game for the Orioles. One apiece now.
Wagaman second on the team in three-pointers. Not a great percentage at 29%, but that's her seventh of the year. Ball tipped away by Menster, picked back up by Busta. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 13-11, Trojans. Schoffenbuehl kick outside. Busta, left wing three, too strong, no good. Rebound, tipped around, and again, the offensive board for the Trojans. On the drive, Busta throws it up wildly, no. And the rebound to Nahasel. Long up court pass. Menster trying to beat everybody back. Holds it for the trailer. And now gets it back, and we'll see if Springville goes for one. Nope, they get it inside to Nahasel. Turn around, too strong. And Reichs with a rebound the other way for Turkey Valley. Goes crossover. Cut off, kicks it back out top. Busta for three, and she hits.
There's that 10-point scoring average off the bench.
16-11, Springville. They drop it inside. Good touch pass underneath to Hoagland, who gets the layup on the assist from Nahasel. 2 seconds to play, 1 second, and that will do it for the first quarter play. Very entertaining first quarter. And after one, it's number three, Turkey Valley, on top of number one, Springville. 16-13. We'll be back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening. Girls Rivalry Saturday Basketball on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back with you at the U.S. Cellular Center on this Saturday afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. As we start the second quarter, Turkey Valley is led all the way. Number three Trojans lead number one Springville 16-13. Dump pass inside, posting up, turnaround shot off the back heel, no. But Yeager, the offensive rebound for Springville. Back to Nahasel, duck under move, shot on the way, off the glass, no good. Got her own rebound, came up short on the putback, and finally out of there with it comes Delaney Lensing for Turkey Valley. We'll get the first quarter stats, set the lineup for as we start the second. Three by Boosten, no good. Another offensive board, though, for Niemeyer and Turkey Valley. Pass out front, tipped into the backcourt, and picked back up by the Trojans. Busta, Lensing in there, along with Kennan, Niemeyer, and Noose. So Reichs is getting a breather here to start the second quarter.
Yep, they made three substitutions at the quarter.
Pass deflected by Menster, stolen away by Springville. Lead pass chased down by Riley Menster. And now the Orioles will get into the offense, going to the bucket to our left. High-low and the hand back, Menster. Long cross-court pass now to Maddie Wagaman. Inside, nice move, Menster. No good on the shot, got her own rebound. That's short, no good. Third effort up, no, and finally Noose with the rebound. Boy, three shots at it, Denny, and just couldn't put it down.
Point blank.
Springville back to the 2-3. Williams is in there along with Nahazel. As the three goes up and short, no good. Goes out of bounds off the air ball. And it's going to stay with Turkey Valley. As Megan Wagaman will come in and Menster will get her first break.
And the zone has forced Turkey Valley to take a lot of threes. That was their 10th three-point attempt of the game already.
And they take about a normal amount of threes for the season. Busta steps in, cut off, back to the left free throw line. Jumper no good on the line driver. Another offensive rebound, and the putback is good for Niemeyer.
That's her fifth rebound of the game already.
Throw over the top, and we got a double dribble here on Springville's. Maddie Wagaman fumbled it.
One of the first turnovers caused by the press. Turkey Valley with a five-point lead here. Springville in the first quarter was 6 for 14, 1 for 4 from threes. Turkey Valley 6 for 15, 2 for 8 from three.
2 minutes into the second quarter, and it's an 18-13 Turkey Valley lead. And Reichs right back into the ball game after a short breather for Turkey Valley. Plays catch with Noose outside the arc right side. Takes a step in, now gets it over to Busta. Turns down the shot. Swagaman comes out on her. Kick outside to Busta for three, left wing, and buried it.
Third made three by the Trojans, and two of them by Busta.
Williams gets it across the timeline for Springville, and it's an eight-point lead. Drop pass inside, and a turnover. As Megan Wagaman couldn't flag it down.
Menster's out of there right now, and you notice her absence with the ball handling.
Reichs on the dribble drive, kicks it back out to Boost in the corner. 8-point lead for Turkey Valley. Boosta over to Delaney Lensing, back to Boosta. Right side three-pointer, couldn't get the roll, and it goes over the top of the backboard. And here comes Menster right back in, Denny.
Rebounding in the first quarter was big, 10-6 in favor of Turkey Valley, including four offensive boards against that zone.
Looking. Megan Wagaman tries to get it in on the far side and thrown away. Menster couldn't get the basketball. Turnover number seven.
What a constant full court press does, it kind of wears you down after a while, and they just had trouble getting the ball in bounds.
Turkey Valley's biggest lead right now, 21-13. And with the basketball, Reichs ball handling up front, stop and go move. Takes it to Boost in the corner. Pass inside to Lensing is tipped away and goes out of bounds. It'll stay Oriole basketball. As Turkey Valley trying to debate on who's going to throw it in. And it'll be Busta to do so. And gets it in right in front of us at the near side hash mark. Reichs out front. She's the quarterback of this team at 5'10". Dumps it to Lensing. Her pass inside is stolen away, but then lost. Noose gets it right back. She's almost tied up. And now it gets it out front to Reichs. And Turkey Valley will reset. Busta fakes, steps in. Back it comes to Reichs. Top of the key. Fakes. Now goes up at the three-pointer. No. And the rebound out of there to Springville. And then a throwaway goes right underneath the Lansing for the easy deuce. Broke the cardinal rule of basketball right there, Denny.
Yep, don't throw it back under your own basket.
Wagman's pass is stolen away by Reichs. Reichs going one-on-one, cut off right of the lane. Now trapped, gets it on the block. Nice duck under move, shot off the glass, no good with the left hand that time by Kennan, and then a travel call on Springville.
Got in a little bit of a hurry there. The sophomore Nozzle with the rebound tried to take off in traffic.
23-13 lead here for number three, Turkey Valley. Lob pass stolen away by Menster. Read it beautifully, and she's got a breakaway. Menster all the way, and the layup good.
With the left hand again.
Six for one of the steal leaders in the state, Riley Menster.
And Springville needs to put a little bit better ball pressure on the ball because Turkey Valley's moving the ball well, creating openings.
Right now it's Reichs and Busta really hurting them. Here is Noose for three, no. Rebound to Megan Wagaman. Trapped immediately in the backcourt. Finally gets it out of there to Menster. Lead pass ahead. Here comes Maddie Wagaman with a three on two. Her bounce pass inside, broken up, but they're going to get a foul on Macy Neuse.
Once again, Springville beat the press, tried to take advantage of it there, and created the foul situation.
Neuse will go out, and Schaffenbuhl will come back in for Turkey Valley. She had a good first quarter. Back door, and a layup good off the inbounds to Menster.
Great out-of-bounds play.
Lulled him to sleep. And four in a row here, a little mini run. Inside, turnaround shot, Kennan rims in and out, no good. Rebound out of there to Springville. Orioles on the run. Menster cross-court pass, Maddie Wagman. Good bounce inside, and the layup good by Nahazel.
Springville trying to pick up the pace here a bit. Three straight layups.
23-19, six in a row now by Springville. To cut this lead down to four, Reichs in a dribble penetration. Back to Busta, 17-footer, swish. Just inside the arc for Busta.
They're a good pair, they find each other.
25-19, throw over the top, open three-pointer, short that time, no good. Crashing the board, Jaeger. And they're gonna get a foul on Turkey Valley. And Busta will get the foul. That'll be her first personal and the fourth on Turkey Valley.
Action picking up here. We got a timeout.
We got a media timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:25 to play here in the opening half. And it's Turkey Valley 25 and Springville 19. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to the U.S. Cellular Center right after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYN.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Right back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center downtown. Scott Unash along with Denny Kettle. We'll have Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett coming up after this game. And then tonight, Marion and Linmar, the Battle of Marion. Springville off the inbounds. Menster hits the three from the right wing.
Well, she's been sizing that shot up, and that time it was nothing but the bottom of the net.
Menster, terrific three-point shooter this year, 43%. That's her 19th of the year. And Springville back within three at 25-22. Dump pass inside. Kennan, good ball movement. Top of the key now to Reichs. Has it right side. In for Turkey Valley now is Stephanie Martin, a senior, and a throwaway. Here's Springville on the run. And then Menster had it poked away. Goes to the floor to keep it alive to Hoagland. Back out top to Jaeger. Three-pointer is short, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Niemeyer of Turkey Valley.
That's her sixth of the game.
Co-coach's daughter, Reichs, a quick three, and she buries a deep one. That was an NBA three from the right wing. Inbounds pass, tipped away, stolen by Turkey Valley. Reichs now with eight. Martin gets in the right baseline. Plays catch now with Niemeyer. Back it comes to Reichs with a minute 20 to play here in the first half.
And I really think Springville's got to put more pressure on Reichs when she has the ball.
Inside to Schaffenbuhl, can't get the roll in the 15-footer, and the rebound out of there to Megan Wagaman. Outlet to Menster, and trying to get it up court to Maddie Wagaman, and the pass a little low and out of bounds.
Megan Wagaman with the rebound there, her fifth defensive rebound, four in this quarter. And one thing I've noticed with both her and Nahazel, when they get the rebound, they want to put that ball on the floor immediately, and I think they got to pivot, turn, size things up so they don't cause a quick turnover after the getting possession.
28-22, cross-court pass. Busta lines up for three, short. Deep rebound comes out to Menster, and she's got a breakaway, one-on-one. Menster all the way in, can't finish, though, with the layup. And it comes out of there to Turkey Valley as Morgan Kennan will get it. Who came in for Taylor Kennan. There's a reach foul called. Trying to get the steal that time. For Springville was Maddie Wagaman.
Turkey Valley with out of bounds under their own basket. Where do we stand with team fouls, Scott?
Only three on Springville and only four on Turkey Valley.
37 seconds left here in the first half.
So neither team is going to get into the bonus here. Reichs, whip pass, Schaffenbuehl, right back it comes. Right wing, Niemeyer three, missed it badly. And the rebound out of there to the Orioles. Late pass, throw over the top. Here comes Jaeger in the front court. Across the timeline, 24 seconds. In the high post, Hoagland, Williams. Right back it comes to Hoagland at the free throw line. Kick back out to Menster, 17 seconds to play. Now Hazel out, give and go underneath, and a shot blocked, no good, but a foul called, and Menster will go to the line.
Springville moving the ball well without dribbling in the half court.
Menster has had a good first half with 11 points to lead Springville. We'll go to the free throw line. 4-2 and circles the first one up and good.
First free throw attempt of the game for the Orioles. And she can cut the margin to four here with 13.3 seconds to go in the half.
Neuse will come in. Schaffenbuehl will take a seat for Turkey Valley. 28-23 and make it 28-24. 13 for Menster, no pressure. And Turkey Valley will go for the last shot of the half. Reichs goes crossover, now splits a double team, drive and a kick out, 4 seconds to play. Busta steps in, 15-footer partially blocked, and that will do it for the first half as Menster couldn't get the shot off. Good first half here from the U.S. Cellular Center. And we are at halftime of this unbeaten battle in Class 1A. And right now it's number 3 Turkey Valley on top of number 1 Springville. 28-24. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back, talk halftime with you from downtown Cedar Rapids right after this. You're listening to Girls Rivalry Saturday here on KGYM Sports.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, when you listen to your gut, you can't go wrong. You know when to eat, when to pass on leather pants, and when to get that pesky engine light checked. At AutoZone, our Fix Finder tool helps you troubleshoot the real problem for free. So whether it's just a loose gas cap or something serious, you can fix it without paying more than you can stomach. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-814-2162.
We are water. We are education. We are health. We are stronger together. Mita We Rafiki bracelets are handmade with love by women in Africa, providing employment and empowerment. Wear your passion for changing the world at we.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Back with you here in downtown Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. As we are at halftime, and it's got to be a middle school exhibition going on here at halftime between Albernette and Springville. These young ladies are going to be playing against one another for the next 5 years. Good to see them out here on the courts. Halftime, yeah. It's 28-24 Turkey Valley over Springville. Good first half, Denny.
Very good. Both teams playing well, playing hard, moving the ball well. The shooting percentages are not real high, but that's probably attributable to the defense and a little nerves. When you get two highly ranked teams after each other, they're both undefeated, both want to stay that way, and they're playing like it. We're going to have a really good second half. There's no real foul trouble for either team.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of this one. First of all, for the Turkey Valley Trojans, and leading the way for Turkey Valley, Shelby Reichs and Emily Busta, top two scorers on the season, both with 8 points, both with three field goals, both with two of those from three-point land. 6 points for Kayla Schaffenbuehl off the bench, and then two apiece for Delaney Lensing, Morgan Kennan, and Sadie Niemeyer for the Turkey Valley total of 28. Springville being led by Riley Menster in the first half with 13 points, five field goals, and two out of two from the free throw line, one of those a three-pointer. Megan Wagaman with 5 points, including a three-pointer. Michaela Nahazel with four, and Chrissy Hoagland off the bench with two. Turnovers, 11 for Springville. Turkey Valley with only five turnovers so far in the first half of play. And the bench scoring right now is 14-2. Turkey Valley with a big, big lead as far as that stat is concerned. And I'll let you go over what you have in your sheet.
And that's thanks to Emily Busta, who's come off the bench and made some threes. Shooting percentages, Turkey Valley is 11 for 32, 34.4%. They are 4 for 16 from three-point range, 25%. Springville is 10 out of 26 from the field, 38.5%. They are 2 out of 6 from three-point range. Both teams 2 for 2 from the line. Not many free throws have been shot. And Springville had a much better rebounding quarter in that second quarter after being down 10 to 6 at the quarter rebound-wise. They're now up 20 to 16 on the boards. So Springville beginning to take over the backboards, and that's helping their cause a little bit. They were down by three at the quarter, down by four here at the half, but this is definitely still anybody's ballgame.
Very even so far in this one between these two teams. And like you said, Danny, this could be a matchup we could see down the line, too.
Yeah, you know me, Scott, all the years we've worked together, I'm not a huge zone fan. And I really would like to see Springville come out and try and play Turkey Valley man for man. I think they, at the very least, they've got to get better ball pressure on Rikes, because she's just standing out there at the top of the circle kind of picking out an open player and finding them, if not penetrating herself or making shots herself. They've got to have better ball pressure on her and make it tough for her to make the easy pass. Springville, again, if they can beat that full court press, they're getting some opportunities. They got to take care of the basketball, but if they can beat that press, they're going to get some two-on-one, three-on-two opportunities. Another thing that Springville did early, they got the ball to Nahazel and Wagaman on the block, and they are very effective once they get that ball in there. They got that nice turnaround move and duck under moves. They got an assortment of moves. So when they do get in the half court, if Menster can't create, then they need to get the ball to the block to one of their inside players.
I was just going to say, I think for Springville, they got to get it inside more. Yep. Find Michaela Nahazel down there, because they had success like they've had all year with that high shooting percentage when they've got it down to Michaela. And like you said, defensively, just get a little bit more pressure on Rikes. And what's hurting them is a little jab step and then a kick out to the wing. That wing shot is what is going for Booster right now.
Well, when you play a 2-3 zone, that's the weak areas are the high posts and the two wings. And Springville's got to get up there and cover that first pass, and they got to block up the middle a little bit. And I do think, though, pressure on the ball forces the other team to make tougher passes.
Halftime, 28-24 in favor of Turkey Valley. They have led the whole way, led by as many as 10 points at one juncture of this basketball game. Springville came back with a 6-0 run to pull within 23-19. But then Turkey Valley got it back up to four here as we get ready to start the second half.
One thing I didn't cover, Scott, was the individual rebounds for Springville. Megan Wagaman was six, five for Alyssa Yeager, three for Kylie Menster, three for Michaela Nahazel, and one for Maddie Wagaman. And for Turkey Valley, their leading rebounder is coach's daughter, Sadie Niemeyer, with six. Three from Macy Nuss, a guard. Two from Shelby Rikes. One apiece from Emily Busta and Morgan Kennan, and one from Kayla Schaffenbuehl.
So at halftime, it's 28-24. Turkey Valley on top of the Springville Orioles here from the U.S. Cellular Center. In case you're joining us a little bit late, the first two games today, this morning, First one we had for you here on KGYM, it was Regina with a big second half, pulling away from Benton Community, 54-41. The number two rated in 2A, Regals go to 10-0. Benton falls to 5-6, and that's pretty good 5-6 Benton Community team, too. And then we had an upset in our prior game here, as it was Fairfield knocking off number one in 4A, Ballard, 43-38. And Fairfield has played a tough schedule. I know they came up here to play Kennedy earlier on, just ahead of the Christmas break on a Monday. And that fell by about 20 or so, but got the upset today.
Well, this is a unique day because you got teams from all five classes, if I'm not mistaken, competing here today. And you don't get that ever in Des Moines, even at the state tournament. You have 1A and 2A days and 3A and 4A days, but you never see all five classes at once. So any big fan of girls basketball in Iowa, this would be an ideal place to be today.
Well, like our friend Paul Yeager off here right there, who does a great job of being the director and the host for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union coverage on Iowa Public Television. So this is a great venue, and this is probably one of the better crowds we've seen for a rivalry Saturday at this particular time anyway.
I would agree, and plenty of other sports going on around the country today with NFL playoff games and lots of college basketball. You got the FCS National Championship game being played down in Texas. Last time I looked, North Dakota State had a nice lead over Jacksonville State in that one. Lots of sports activities, but you want to get to the roots of athletics, you come to high school events, and it doesn't get any better than what we're seeing today.
Ready for the second half for Turkey Valley. They'll come out with Niemeyer along with Morgan Cannon, Shelby Reichs, Macy Noose, and Delaney Lensing. And Springville not yet to break their huddle. Orioles played seven in that first half, and we'll see what they come out with. It'll be Nahazel along with Megan Wagaman and Maddie Wagaman, Alyssa Yeager, and Riley Metzger. So the starting five back in for Nate Sanderson. We've got the familiar orange tie going again this afternoon.
Yeah, white shirts and orange tie, and even Sarah Mattis with an orange scarf around her neck.
Good to see Sarah over there. Underway with the second half. It'll be Turkey Valley going to the bucket to our right here. And again, the 2-3 zone starting things off for the Springville Orioles. Bounce up top, Reichs over to Noose. Has it outside the arc right wing. As Maddie Wagaman jumps out on her to cut her off in the 2-3. Penetration, Noose gets in the high post. Fumbled for a moment, picked back up by Kennan. Reichs thought about the NBA 3.
Springville extending the top of that zone a little bit.
That was the point you made. That might be one of the little adjustments at halftime, and the ball tipped out of bounds off the skip pass. Good defense there by Megan Wagaman.
Turkey Valley's not been reluctant to put up the threes. I've got them for 16 three-point attempts. Official stats had them for 18. Either way, there's quite a few in the half.
Whip pass, Niemeyer over to Lensing. Looking inside, face guarded there by Yeager. Turkey Valley being very patient here in their first possession. Bounce pass outside, three-pointer, top of the key, won't go by Reichs. And the rebound out of there to Springville.
Nahazel.
Maddie Wagaman takes it in the front court. Yeager, they get it inside. Nahazel tried to spin, and the ball popped loose. Picked back up by Springville. In and out on the shot off the glass. Out of bounds it goes to Turkey Valley. Tough break there for Megan Wagaman.
And she's a hustler. Megan, the one senior on this team, playing very hard.
Megan and Maddie, though, both starting. Four sophomores starting for the Springville basketball team. They were young last year with Sarah Mattis really the only senior. Here is Noose left open. Her jumper no good. Left of the circle from 17. And the rebound to Springville.
Megan Wagaman again.
Throws it up ahead. Diagonal pass to Menster. Holds it above her head. Dumps it down on the baseline. They try to go back door, and the pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Springville.
Good luck by Megan Wagaman.
Trying to, they're putting Nahazel right now at the free throw line and trying to go back, cutting off of her. Off the inbound, wide open layup again off the backside, and Riley Menster with another easy one.
Same play they ran earlier.
And just like that, Springville has it down to two at 28-26. Turnaround for the free throw line dances off, no good by Kennan. And the rebound to Springville. Picked up by Menster. Menster splits a double team to the free throw line. Nahazel, they double down on her. As Turkey Valley going to go zone. Inside Nahazel, turnaround good, and Springville is tied it at 28.
With the left hand, nice move. Turned to her right shoulder and put it off the board.
First time we've seen Turkey Valley in the zone. Wonder if they'll stay that way, because Springville carved it up pretty easily that time. Stepping in, wide open, jumper no good that time for Turkey Valley. Rebound out in front of us, goes out of bounds and off of Menster. And they'll say it's Turkey Valley ball.
Wagaman with another rebound, and right now Springville's picked up the intensity on defense, and Turkey Valley's 0 for 4 from the field so far to start the half.
One thing I noticed Springville is doing, they're letting the non-scorers shoot. They're doing what you said at halftime and getting out on Rikes on the outside, and they'll probably get out on Booster when she comes in too.
She's at the table now.
Getting ready to come in. Trapped. Wensing looking for some help. Gets it to Noose now out at the far sideline. Rikes, bullet pass down low. Lensing working the triangle right. Back it comes to Rikes, and she'll reset it for Turkey Valley. 4:50 to play here in the third. Tied 28-28 in this unbeaten battle of 1A powers. Here in Eastern Iowa, the state.
Turkey Valley having a lot more trouble with the Springville zone right now than they had in the first half.
Bounce pass inside, stolen away. Good job by Megan Wagaman. Boy, she read that perfectly. Nahazel looks down low, give and go underneath. The layup no good, though, by Wagaman.
Just lost a hand on the ball going up.
Springville has missed two or three pretty easy opportunities, and there's Menster on the foul going for the steal.
That was a chance to take their first lead, I believe.
Schaffenbuehl and Busta will come in. Noose will go out, and Delaney Lensing will go out for Turkey Valley.
I don't think Turkey Valley's had many points in the paint today.
Not much. Maybe Schaffenbuehl, and that's it with her six. He'll jump out on Busta with Maddie Wagaman. As they overload the far sideline. Bullet pass in the high post. Kick back out now to Niemeyer. And now Rikes. Couple of jab steps. Yo-yos it back out. Gets in the corner to Busta. We're under the halfway mark here in the third quarter. And the scoring has settled down a little bit. Pop-up jumper, Busta no good. Got her own rebound. Turns, had a block going up by Jaeger. Outlet pass to Menster up the right-hand boards. Goes cross-court with a pass. Too tall for Maddie Wagaman, out of bounds.
Well, Turkey Valley's time of possession here in the second half has been mostly outside the arc. They are not penetrating inside the arc very much, and they're getting a little bit frustrated. That's Springville stepping up the defense.
Al Burnett, Maquoketa to Valley coming up here on KGYM on 107.5 and 106.3. And then it'll be Iowa City West and Mason City. Pass out front, tipped away. Guess who? There's Menster driving in. Fakes, stops, puts it up and scores, and Springville has their first lead.
Against pretty tough defense by Rikes.
17 for Riley Menster. And it's 30-28 Springville, 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Rikes in the dribble drive, right hand floater, threw it up too strong. Rebound Springville. They send Menster deep, gets the pass, tries to go to the trailer. Nahazel, tip, comes right back down to Menster, shot up no good. Rebound try no good, and Schaffenbuehl with the board for Turkey Valley. There's the other adjustment that Springville made, Denny, at halftime. Send somebody deep. And try to go 4-on-5, and there's a foul over the back on Jaeger.
And Turkey Valley yet to score here in the half as Springville on an 8-0 run, or 6-0 in this half, 8-0 including the first half.
First lead for Springville.
Turkey Valley 0 for 7 to start the second half.
Sydney Williams, averaging just under 3 a game, will come in, and we've got a timeout called here by Turkey Valley. And it will be a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:34 to play here in the third quarter, and it's Springville with the lead. Orioles 30, Turkey Valley 28. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to the U.S. Cellular Center downtown after this on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you at the U.S. Cellular Center off the inbound booster. Three, it's an air ball on the weak side board. Plucked out of there by Yeager. Outlet pass, Williams. Up the far boards, gets it to Wagaman. Cross court, Menster trying to dump it inside on the block, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Turkey Valley Trojans.
And Megan Wagaman and Alyssa Yeager doing a great job in the backboards. Megan with 9 rebounds, Yeager with 8.
Hoagland is in. Williams is in now for Springfield. They'll throw it out front to Menster. Hoagland at the free throw line. As Turkey Valley still in the zone, but they've extended here a little bit. They're going to try to harass Springfield here a little bit. Menster drops it left of the lane. They work the triangle left. Back to Menster. Wide open three, no good. Put back, no good block, but Springfield gets it back with Hoagland. So a third effort. Reitz comes up with the near steal. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to have a tied ball. And the arrow will keep it with Springfield.
And for Turkey Valley, 14, Taylor Cannon.
As Taylor Cannon will come in for Morgan Cannon. We have to thank the Turkey Valley coaches for not having the Cannons on the floor at the same time.
There you go. Always helps when you're getting familiar with the team.
30 to 28. Turkey Valley yet to score in the third. Dribble drive back out top to Menster. Yeager works it over to Williams in the far corner. Baseball pass, give and go. Right back it comes to Williams, posting up, and before the shot, traveling going to be called.
Got in heavy traffic that time. A good idea with the pass by Megan Wagaman, but Williams was defenseless against that good Turkey Valley defense.
And Sydney only 5'3".
We have 6.5 minutes gone here in the second half. Turkey Valley still trying to break the ice scoring-wise.
Reichs picks up the dribble. Williams pops out on her. High post shot and Buell. Pass tipped again by Menster. Picked back up by Niemeyer, though. Reichs yo-yos the dribble right of the key. Diagonal pass, far side. Busta on the drive. Takes it in, and before the shot, traveling going to be called on Turkey Valley. Actually, I think traveled twice there.
Yep. Busta had an open three, and she made some in the first half, but knowing the importance of getting a good basket, she tried to penetrate there and then just walked.
Nachhausel back in now for Springville, and they got a two-on-one, breaking the pressure. Nachhausel, crossover move, shot up no good, left it short, front iron, and now a foul, a push, called, I think, on Springville.
Springville foul, 33.
Turkey Valley fortunate that Springville's not shooting any better than they are. They're 3-for-10 this half. Otherwise, they may have opened up a little bigger lead. We're just 6-0 here in the second half. And we're down to 1 minute to go in the third quarter.
Maddie for Megan. The Wagamans trade spots on the court. 30-28 as Turkey Valley will bring it up. Niemeyer, Reichs, Cannon, Schaffenbuehl, and Busta. Reichs going one-on-one, drives, dishes it back to Schaffenbuehl. Now in the left wing, three-pointer, way short by Busta. And the rebound to Springville, and a reach foul called. I think they're going to get Taylor Cannon.
Turkey Valley 0-for-9. That was their best ball movement of the half there that time. They got a good shot, just left it short.
That's your first team foul number one.
30-28, Springville, full court pressure, and the pass goes right through the legs of Hoagland.
And I think they'll take it out on the baseline here, because nobody touched it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Jerry Winter says, yep, it's played out on the baseline. This veteran
the fluid group. Ball movement that Turkey Valley had in the first half just isn't there. Very sluggish the second half.
Lob pass up the inbound, give and go. Niemeyer drives left baseline, her shot rejected. And Springville comes away with it. Williams, smallest player on the court with it. And Tried to outlet the pass, tipped out of bounds, and Springville will put it in play.
See if Springville goes for one here with 33 seconds to go.
Throw over the top, ball tipped to the center line, loose, and picked up by the Orioles, and we got a timeout taken. While on her back, timeout taken.
Put by Coach Sanderson, I think, from the bench.
Now, that's not permissible in college, but it's okay with high school.
Yep.
And Springville is going to get Megan Wagaman, the senior, right back into the game.
Well, Springville was lucky to maintain possession there. It was kind of a wild pass up the court, scramble for the ball. It's the way their second half has gone for Turkey Valley.
Yeah, we haven't seen many shutouts in a quarter, but we got one going right now.
We do. Springville 3 for 10 from the field. Turkey Valley 0 for 10.
to 28, Springville. With all 6 points here in the third quarter that saw the shooting cool off.
Springville with a 12-5 edge on the backboard here in the second half, too.
Megan and Maddie Wagman will bring it up into front court. See if the Orioles go for the last shot. Here's the pick and roll underneath the Nahazel, and she was fouled going up. Just spun off that left free throw line and had a wide open shot.
Turkey Valley was man there, I believe, weren't they?
Niemeyer, and you're right, Danny, they were. Niemeyer picks up the foul. As Williams will come in, and Minster will get a blow for the last 21 seconds. And Michaela Nahazel on the line. Missed the first one and missed them both. Schaffenbuehl with the rebound. Nahazel puts him up quickly, as we remember from last year. Reichs on the drive, trying to beat the buzzer. Came up short. Rebound try, no. And before the shot, a travel on Turkey Valley. And the full court pressure coming up for the Trojans. Throw in.
Here's 10 seconds.
Wagaman. Cross court now to Williams. They have time to get it off here. Wagaman to Jaeger. They dump it inside to Nahazel, and she lost it going up, and that's it for the third quarter. Well, we got a good one shaping up. Through three, number one, up by two over number three. It's Springville 30 and Turkey Valley 28. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to Girls Rivalry Saturday here on KGYM Sports.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect-Tow, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Well, the crowd's starting to get into it here at the U.S. Cellular Center as we get ready for quarter number four. It'll be Turkey Valley basketball as Busta will inbound. And we are underway. Turkey Valley will go to the bucket to our left. Springville extending that 2-3 zone. High post back to Busta from Reichs. Goes crossover, drives toward the baseline, cut off. Gets it now to Morgan Kennan, who's back in, and a travel by Busta. She's got the return pass and started to make a move into the lane.
Maddie Wagaman with a little bit of pressure caused her to travel. So here's Turkey Valley, shut out in the third quarter, and they're only down two.
Because Springville only scored six in the third quarter. Riley Menster right back into the ball game. Crossover dribble, takes it across the timeline. Wagaman, good bounce pass inside. Turnaround shot won't go. It's out of bounds to Springville, though. Boy, if Springville comes out on the short end of this one, Denny, they can look back. They've had about 4 point blank shots that just have not gone down. Off the inbound, lob pass, shot no good by Nahazel. Loose, and picked up by Lansing, and she traveled with it.
Good rebound by Lansing in traffic, but just moved her feet. The Springville sophomores just doing things a little bit too quickly.
There's the lob to Nahazel, and she buries it from the heart of the lane.
She took her time on that shot. Some of the other shots lately have been rushed.
32-28, four-point lead. Noose back in there, Reichs, Lensing, Cannon, and Bustos. The four starters in there right now for Turkey Valley. Skip pass over the top to Reichs. Whips it left of the lane. Back comes to Reichs for three. No good. 0 for the second half continuing. And the outlet pass to Springville. And the Orioles throw it away. Now Hazel had her back turned. Wasn't ready for it. Penetration. Drop off pass. And the back shot good from the right baseline. A tough one for Morgan Cannon.
And the Turkey Valley fans excited behind us as they tie the game. Oh, they're down two.
Up court pass. And Reichs is going to get a foul for crashing into Yeager. Only the third foul of the half against Turkey Valley, and Reichs picks up her second.
Better ball movement by Turkey Valley on the last possession.
For Springville, Maddie Wagaman, Megan Wagaman, Yeager, Menster, and Nahazel in there. So the starting five for Nate Sanderson. Top of the key. Here's the high-low look. Nahazel off the glass with it and scores. Again, that little extra duck understep.
And the Turkey Valley fans thought it was one extra step. Should have been traveling.
10 for Nahazel into the lane. Right-hand floater, good. Kind of forcing it up there was Reichs and got it to go. And finally, the Trojans on the board in the half, and we got a foul on the pressure defense.
First time Reichs has penetrated in this half, and a little teardrop.
Nacy Noose on the foul. Second, team's fourth.
And I bet we'll have some scoring in this quarter, Scott.
I think you're going to be right. Full court pressure. Throw over the top. One-handed catch by Menster. Now they got a two-on-one. Lob underneath. Nahazel layup good. Perfectly executed by Springville.
Menster brings some order to this chaos, doesn't she?
So far, 12 for Michaela Nahazel. Reichs going one-on-one. Backs her way left free throw line. Cross court. Busta splits a double team. Forces up the shot. Contact play on. But Turkey Valley with the rebound. Back to Noose. Her left-handed shot, no. And we're going to have a tied ball in the rebound. And it should go to Springville. And it will. Schaffenbuehl and Niemeyer back for Turkey Valley. Now, you got to think, Denny, if the factor of Springville playing last night and Turkey Valley not playing is going to come into play, it would be right now.
Well, and another factor, Scott, is probably neither one of these teams has been in a game like this year, close with 6 minutes to go.
36-32, inbound, give and go, pass tipped off the hands of Schaffenbuehl, picked back up by Reichs, and then she had it knocked away from behind. And it's going to stay with Turkey Valley.
Good hustle play by Yeager to come from behind, knock it away.
36-32, 5:34 to go, and Shane Remington gets his workout for the day as he goes to the curtain to get the basketball.
In the second quarter and now in the fourth, the Turkey Valley press has started to pay some dividends.
Inbound, Niemeyer left wide open, turns down the shot. Goes cross court to Kennan, starts to drive baseline, cut off by Wagaman. Bounce to Schaffenbuehl inside. They double down on her. Kick out. Reichs three-pointer, and she hits. 13 for Reichs.
One-point game. Here's the press again.
Pass tipped out of bounds, and we'll stay with Springville.
Springville's got to find Menster to handle the ball against this press.
News for Busta for Turkey Valley. And it'll be Springville to inbound near sideline.
Noose is spelled N-J-U-S.
We've been told that's a big Northeast Iowa name. Give and go right back. It comes to Menster and missed another easy one.
Good defense there by Schaffenbuehl.
Turkey Valley shooting for the lead. Reichs yo-yos a dribble at the right point. Goes into the corner now. Bounce down low. Kennan double team. Right back it comes to Niemeyer. Goes cross court to Noose, out front to Reichs. Ball fake, drives right into the lane, throws it up and good.
And the all-state are starting to take effect here for Turkey Valley.
15 for Rikes. Menzer going coast to coast and was fouled as she split a double team. And now going to give her two free throws. Foul will be charged to Niemeyer. And we're going to get a Springville full timeout here. We'll take one as well. 4:35 to play here in the ball game. Turkey Valley by one, 37-36. Springville, free throws for the lead when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Rivalry Saturday here on KGYN.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Coming up after this game, we'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with Al Burnett and Maquoketa Valley. And then Brent Valvanon and Todd Werner will slide in after that for Iowa City West and Mason City. Chance to see Mackenzie Meyer, future Hawkeye.
Springville 16 for 41 from the field. Turkey Valley 15 for 50. 30% for Turkey Valley and almost 40% for Springville.
And it'll be Riley Menster on the free throw line. 17 points, missed that one. Curls in and out, though. She'll have one more.
We mentioned in the pregame, free throw shooting has been an issue for both these teams.
Menster, second, got it. We're tied. 37.
Springville 3 for 6 from the line. Turkey Valley's only been to the line twice today, made them both.
37-37, brand new 4.5-minute game. As Booster will get set to come in at the next dead ball. Springville still with the 2-3 zone. Going crossover, Reichs. Yo-yos her dribble right of the circle. Cross court to Niemeyer. Out the front. Reichs fakes on the three. Williams jumped out on her. Pass deflected and picked back up by the Trojans. Feed to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper way short. Out of bounds it goes. And they're going to say it was tipped, and it's going to stay with Turkey Valley.
It was blocked. That's why it was short.
And Busta will come in for Noose. Right now, Michaela Nahazel on the bench for Springville.
Springville had a 32-23 edge and rebounds through three.
Off the inbound, Booster going one-on-one and before the shot. Well, nothing to say, it was a shooting foul.
So Turkey Valley back to the line now for the first time since the first quarter.
Chrissy Hoagland picks up her third. And the free throw on the way, no good, in and out.
She's a 48% free throw shooter on the season.
Probably almost that good from three-point land at 39%.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
For the lead for Turkey Valley, Bustos, free throw, got it. First point of the half, 9 for the game, full court pressure. Wagaman, a bounce far side to Menster. Comes right in front of us to Wagaman. Now in the corner to Jaeger. Dumps it right baseline. Wagaman fakes, kicks it out cross court. Menster for three, left it short, no good. And all white shirts for the rebound.
Schaffenbuehl with their fourth of the half.
Bullet pass inside, and Niemeyer wasn't ready for it from Reichs, and it goes out of bounds. Big turnover there for Turkey Valley.
Menster left that three-pointer short, and she might be a little fatigued.
Yep.
Big game last night.
I was just going to say, you're starting to see the legs kind of go from Springville. Having to play North Lynn last night in a first-place game in the Tri-Rivers, and Jaeger made a nice save on an errant pass.
Had to avoid the official who was right there.
And us. We're thankful for that. Trying to bounce it down low to Nahazel off her leg and out of bounds.
When Springfield's had trouble today, it's been because they've just rushed things a little bit. And that comes with the youth, 4 sophomore starters.
38-37, Turkey Valley, 3:15 to play here in the ballgame.
Springville with their starters back in there, extending that 2-3 zone, trying to pressure the ball a little farther from the basket.
Reichs to Niemeyer. Right side, Schaffenbuehl, as they overload that. Back to Reichs out front. 3, good. Now you're going to probably see Springville have to get out of the zone.
That was a deep 3.
Fenster, drop pass inside. Jaeger lost it. Out of bounds.
2:51 to go. Turkey Valley, after not scoring in the third, with 13 points here in the fourth, and now a four-point lead.
And we're going to get a timeout here with 2:51 to play, immediate timeout.
Coach Sanderson seeing the same thing I did. He stands up and says, slow down. Get under control.
Springville hasn't been able to get it into the paint here in the fourth quarter much.
No, they're just hurrying a little bit. I think if they move the ball in the perimeter, they've had a lot of good give and goes during the game. They're going to find some opening.
Still plenty of time with 2:51 to go.
Your point is very important here, Scott. We'll see if they come out of the zone, because Turkey Valley could choose to take the air out of it.
That's
here.
Right. I'll tell you, the difference in this fourth quarter has been Shelby Reichs.
Neither team in the 1-1, however, so that's, you know, fouling isn't necessarily going to put them at the line.
10 points in the quarter for Reichs. And 18 in the game. 2 3-pointers included in there. Not the turnover. Turkey Valley will lock it up.
And here's man for man. First time we've seen it.
Yep. Had to come out of it. Reichs backing her way in against Menster. Two of the best defenders in the state. One-on-one with one another. And there's the foul on Menster.
But just the what? Fourth team foul?
Fifth. Second on Riley Menster.
1-1 on the seventh.
Looking. Niemeyer finally gets it into Kennan. 55% free throw shooting team. The best is Niemeyer. You do not want to foul her if you're Springville. Reichs through traffic. One-hand floater good off the glass. 12 in the quarter, 20 in the game for Shelby Reichs. And the pressure defense. Ball tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Springville.
Springville having trouble against this man pressure. And sometimes when you get into the pressure part of the game, which is definitely case right now, that press looks tougher.
Springville right now looks tired, and playing that game last night, I think, is really hurting Springville.
Turkey Valley 6-for-10 here in the fourth.
Springville against the pressure, they get it to Megan Wagaman, the senior, holding it. Now gets it to Maddie, near side. Jaeger outside the arc, goes one-on-one and travels over.
And Menster particularly is really tired. She was the last one into the offensive end of the court for Springville.
6-point Turkey Valley lead. Now Springville with the pressure in the backcourt. Here's Reich, splits a double team, takes it across the timeline. Whip pass over to Schaffenbuehl. Back it comes to Niemeyer, cross court Busta, starts to drive, cut off by Jaeger and the man. Now under two to play, and Turkey Valley is going to spread the court, and a reach foul called. See who that one's going to be on.
And that's the sixth team foul, so the next one will put them at the line. And remember, Turkey Valley just a 55% free throw shooting team.
Third on Menster.
Blood on Busta's right knee, so she's going to have to leave the game here shortly.
And it looks like Noose will come in. Good folks at Mercy Sports Care and Athletic Republic will take care of that. And timeout, couldn't get the ball in. And to avoid that 5-second turnover, Turkey Valley will get a 30-second timeout. Leaves them with three.
So we got 1:47 to go. 16 fouls on Springville, so now Turkey Valley will be in the bonus on the next foul. Timeouts, both teams have a couple left at least, I think.
Three-piece.
Springville desperately in need of a turnover here and a quick score. The way the lid was on the basket for Turkey Valley in the third quarter, it's been a little bit on the basket for Springville, although mostly it's been a turnover problem in this quarter. They're 3-for-7.
So it will be Turkey Valley basketball. Next foul will put the Trojans into the 1-1. Just about set to get back underway here. It's going to be Niemeyer to inbound.
Both these teams won 23 games last year, and both undefeated this year.
But Turkey Valley did not make it to the state tournament.
No.
Inbound, picking it up at the center line. Kennan looking for some help, and finally gets it away to Niemeyer. Now, that's not the one you want to foul, and they fouled her.
but it is the one who Turkey Valley wanted to have the ball.
Megan Wagaman's first, seventh against Springville.
Turkey Valley prevented from getting to state last year by Newell Fonda, 57-46 in the regional finals. And Newell Fonda, the team that beat Springville in the state title game by two.
Free throw, one and one good for Niemeyer. What's the old rule of thumb? You don't want to put a coach's son or daughter on the free throw line.
They are forced to practice free throw.
Three for Niemeyer, lead up to seven. And make it eight, got the friendly roll.
A creeper over the front of the rim.
Still the pressure being put on, minute 35 to play. Megan Wagaman up ahead to Yeager. Takes a baseline, cut off by Reichs. High post now to Nahazel. As they overload the right side. Yeager with a minute 22 to play. Over comes the Wagaman, tries to go back door and does lay up, no, but a foul call.
Good cut and a foul by Busta.
Busta back into the game, picks up her second, sixth team foul.
Ooh, and they say it was on the cut. It looked like it was on the shot to me.
And Springville inbound. They get it to Nahazel. Fakes. Drops it off inside. Layup no, but a foul call. And that'll put Megan to the line.
Better possession that time for Springville. Moved the ball. Got a good shot. Got to the line. So we're one and one both ways now.
And Megan Wagaman to the line.
For two.
63% so far on the season. Puts it up and missed it. That series of several layups that Springville had earlier on, Denny, are coming back to haunt them. One more, trying to pull Springville back. A little closer, can't do it. But an offensive board for the Orioles. Cross court pass to Menster. Drops to the Yeager. Inside Nahazel. Turnaround good from the right block. Quick timeout, Springville.
That's it to six. 107 to play. Still lots of time. A team is going to have to make some free throws to win this game.
Springville with the 30-second timeout. 45-39 here. We'll get you to Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett coming up after this one.
Got a question for you, Scott. How many times have you seen a team go scoreless in a quarter and win the game?
Not very often, I got to say.
Turkey Valley shut out in that third quarter, had the 28-24 halftime lead, trailed 30-28. Their defense kept them alive in the third quarter, and now their offense has come alive in the fourth. And they've stepped up the defensive pressure, too, on Springville here down the stretch.
Still not over, minute seven to play, and full court pressure being applied here by the Orioles.
First time we've seen them do that in this game.
Niemeyer to inbound, gets it to Reichs. Reichs trapped along the far corner, and she's going to have to burn a timeout.
And that's a mature play.
And see if this will be a 30, and it looks like it will. Last 30-second timeout taken by Turkey Valley. They've got two remaining. Springville also with two remaining. As one of these teams going to absorb their first loss. Just talked with Nate Sanderson before the game, Denny. He said, you know, this is a great thing, a great venue. We wanted to play in this. Turkey Valley wanted to play in this. Not going to hurt us. Not going to hurt either team. Now, I will say this. If one of these teams remains unbeaten, the other with one loss, it will hurt seeding at the state. That's about the only thing that you're going to get hurt on, perhaps.
Yeah, it's great experience for both these teams, however. They're both going to be better teams for this experience.
Niemeyer into Kennan, fouled immediately by Maddie Wagaman. One and one coming up for Morgan Kennan.
And she's only been to the line five times this year. Three for five.
60%, and this will be a one and the bonus. Right-hander, couple dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and in and out. Nahazel with the rebound. Here comes Springville with a pulse, down by six. Yeager, cross-court to Menster, drops it inside to Wagaman. Turns, tries to go baseline, skip pass to the corner, three-pointer up and in by Megan Wagaman.
We got a ball game, one possession game now.
45-42 with 44.7 seconds remaining.
And Minster has had a couple of pretty good looks from three and hasn't really looked at the basket. And she's their top three-point shooter. I suspect the next time she gets it, if she has a shot, she's going to take it.
Springville is dumping it inside. It's kind of a chance to either get the turnaround inside if they give it to you or go into the far corner and get an open three. And they've done both so far in this game.
So now Turkey Valley is going to have to take it out under the Springville basket, go the length of the court. Springville's going to try to go for the steal first with 45 seconds to go, and if they don't get it, then they'll try and foul.
So it'll be Niemeyer to inbound again against the full court pressure. And I think that's a break because Niemeyer's the top free throw shooter for Turkey Valley. See if they try to get it back to her. They are not face guarding her, so it's 5 against 4. Bounces it in, gets it to Reichs. Reichs turns in the backcourt, gets it back over to Niemeyer. Niemeyer dribbles out of trouble. Across the timeline, 37 seconds, and Busta fouled. 1-1 coming up.
We're down to 36 seconds. Lots of time, both teams still with timeouts.
First foul, or make it second on Jaeger. And Busta with the 1-1, 48% on the year.
Was that the eighth team foul? So we still have one more bonus?
Nope, nine.
Nine, so after this double bonus.
1-1 for Busta. Made the last one, puts this one up. Missed it, no good. Rebound fought for and saved in by Springville. Orioles can tie with the three ball. Menster back outside, skip pass over the top. Jaeger, three, no good. Rebound Reichs, went high to get it. Dribbling in the backcourt, quadruple teamed and fouled. 19 seconds to play.
Well, a three-pointer looked like it was going to be online. It just wouldn't stay in the hole. Reichs with a big rebound, and how often do the stars come up with the big rebounds in clutch time?
It was a good shot.
It was.
For three to try to tie it. And now Reichs to try to make it a two-possession game on the way and got it. And if Turkey Valley holds on, they can thank their all-stater, Shelby Reichs.
And Busta shooting in the first half.
And make it 47-42.
Now Springville needs to score quickly and get another time.
Reichs with 14 in the quarter. 15 seconds to play. Nahazel on the high post. Kick back Jaeger. Baseline jumper, no. Nahazel had the rebound, lost it to Lensing. And she is trapped, trying to foul. And a timeout with 6.1 to play here by Turkey Valley. Looks like the Trojans are going to win this battle of unbeatens.
They were supposed to play at Starmont last night, got postponed. We don't know when they came to Cedar Rapids, probably today. But a little fresher legs than the Springville Orioles, who had a big conference battle last night. And no excuses, however, though. Turkey Valley has played well. And probably a decent chance these two teams will face up again in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. Could be the... I'd be though in a semifinal. Long way to go. A lot of basketball to be played yet.
Springville, 23-4 a year ago. They had had at least four losing seasons prior to that. So this group of freshmen that have come in have really turned the program around for Coach Sanderson, now sophomores.
Niemeyer inbound. Looking, finally gets it in, tipped away, out of bounds, going to stay with Turkey Valley, and that took about a second and a half.
Great play by Jaeger there to get her hand in the passing lane.
Niemeyer, again to trigger, one more time, gets it into Reichs, and she'll try to dribble it out, was fouled with 2.5.
Springville giving their all here, players diving on the floor. But it's going to go in the win column for the Trojans. 2.5 to go and a 5-point lead.
We'll have a quick post-game show and get you ready for the Tri-Rivers Conference battle between Albernette and Maquoketa Valley. Free throw spun right through for Reichs.
The Turkey Valley's defensive average this season is 26.9. Springville's exceeded that, but they've been held to just 18 points here in the second half.
free throw, right through. And Turkey Valley will win it.
49-42, half-court shot on the way. It's no good. And number three knocks off number one as Turkey Valley beats Springville here at Rivalry Saturday this afternoon by a score of 49-42. And Denny and I will come back with the postgame after this 90-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connectow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you at the U.S. Cellular Center as number three knocks off number one. It's Turkey Valley 49 and Springville 42. And let's give you the final scoring in our ball game this afternoon before we get ready for Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett. For the victorious Turkey Valley Trojans, they go to 12-0 on the year. And they were led by their all-stater, Shelby Reichs, and she was the difference maker at the end of this one. 24 points, team and game high, and 16 of those coming in the fourth quarter of play. 9 points for Emily Busta off the bench, 8 of those coming in the first half of play. 6 points off the bench for Kayla Schaffenbuehl. 4 points for Morgan Kennan. Sadie Niemeyer had 4 points on a field goal, 2 free throws. Delaney Lensing added 2 for Turkey Valley. For Springville, they fall to 11-1 on the year. 2 double figures, Riley Menster leading the way with 18 points, 6 field goals, and 3 free throws, making 7 field goals, including a 3-point goal. 14 for Michaela Knockhausel, did that all from the field. 8 for Megan Wagaman tonight, and then 2 for Chrissy Hoagland off the bench for Springville. Bench scoring was 15-2 Turkey Valley. That was a big stat. Turnovers in the ball game. Turkey Valley with 14 and Springville with 21 turnovers in the ball game this afternoon. Denny, I'll throw it to you.
And rebounding, Springville with the edge, 38-31 on the boards. They were led by Megan Wagaman, who had 10 rebounds, 8 for Alyssa Yeager, 5 by Michaela Nahazel, and 5 by Maddie Wagaman. Turkey Valley's leading rebounder was Sadie Niemeyer with 6, 5 by Kayla Schaffenbuehl, who did a very nice job off the bench for Turkey Valley. Shooting percentages, 17 for 57 for Turkey Valley and 18 for 53 for Springville. So 34% for Springville, 32.2%. for Turkey Valley. And free throws, Turkey Valley finally got there a lot late, made 9 out of 12. Springville just 3 for 8 from the line, an area they need to improve on. But still, a very good game between two very good teams, and Turkey Valley prevail.
As far as this one is concerned, it was just too much Reichs at the end. She just took over this game with 16 points in the fourth quarter. And can't reiterate enough, the legs just went away from Springville in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and really the third quarter might have been the big one, because they shut out Turkey Valley in the third, but only could score 6 points themselves. and couldn't open up, couldn't get a little separation between the two teams. The Turkey Valley hung in there, finally got the offense clicking in the fourth quarter, started to penetrate a little bit more, move the ball a little bit better, and make the two-hour trek back to Jackson Junction with a victory.
And with a victory indeed. So number three knocks off number one as Turkey Valley beats Springville here this afternoon by a score of 49-42. We're going to take just a little bit. We're going to make sure we got the lineups, and at 2 o'clock we're going to be back with you. In fact, well, let's say after the Sports Center at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock, so about 2:01:30, we'll be back with you and get ready for Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett. Tri-Rivers Conference foes getting ready to go at it, and we'll have that game for you coming up next here on KGIM. For Denny Gettle, Scott Unash saying so long for just a couple of minutes. Final score of this battle of unbeatens in Class 1A. It was Turkey Valley knocking off number one Springville 49-42. And so long from the U.S. Cellular Center for just a couple of minutes.